that's fine. How about mush?
No,
my grandmother used to make it, but I mean, I've heard mother talk about making it, but I never did like it.
For the sow that you mush kind of.
Should
right.
Get the water to boil and drop the meal in it. It's kind of like oatmeal.
Mm-hmm. We had it as when I was a boy in Ohio.
Is that right?
Yeah. And
I was always thinking Louisiana was your mush country.
Well, in fact, in South Georgia, it's interesting. That's strong mush country.
Is that right?
And yet we had it regularly. In fact, it would cool, and you could slice it and fry it, and it was really awfully good. And yet, I talked to many people who can't stand it. It's the worst, thing they can think of.
We used to
bland and
make potato cakes.
Oh yeah, potato
cakes. Boil the mashed potatoes like today, and would be some left, and instead of throwing them away, they would mash those up and add an egg to it.
That's what my daddy always told about Aunt Addie never threw nothing away. In other words, she'd make cream potatoes one day, next day there she would make the, what you talking about there, those batters there.
And fry them in grease, you know. Just take a spoon and drop a spoonful into your skillet of grease and let it brown on that side, and then flip it over and let it brown.
You think of that as a German dish, don't you?
Is that right?
Yeah,
I think
German. They're heavy, aren't they? You remember?
We always call them kraut heads, sure. Because they eat so much. I never saw as much cabbage in the country in my life. Every garden had a cabbage. And they grew them in the wintertime, and they grew them in the spring, they grew them in the summer. They had all types of cabbage. Now that's part of it.
Do you have many people of German descent around here?
No, sir. The only people that we had were the and they were more Danish than they were Jews. In other words, actually, I think they were German descent, moved to Denmark, and then came on over
now,
here.
Now, Robert, the Erics were German, and Uncle Roy is German. The over at Middleton were German.
Don't sound like a German name, I'm going to be honest with you. If it was German, it was back on his mother or his grandmother's side. But is not a German name, I tell you that.
The reason I ask is that there seem to be a few German families in the settlement of Ripley, but mostly Scotch and Irish and English. But
on the is Welsh, is English, is English. I don't know what the is English. I know because Street is still in England. That's a publishing company. I don't know about your line. I'll tell you an interesting thing that happened to her. See, she had phlebitis. And this doctor over here there, Dr. Donald there, and I guess he doctored him, what, 5 or 6 months? It wasn't getting no better. I said, Doc, I said, gosh almighty. I said, we got to do something. I said, that woman laid here? And he said, now, Robert, I'm going to tell you something. She said, now, what the phlebitis she has, you don't find it in Gentiles at all. You find it in the Jewish people. And this is something she's going to have to learn to live with. I'm going to treat her the best way that I know how. And it's going to take a long time for her to ever get back. I said, well, if it suits you, let's just call somebody in Memphis and let them. All right. So we did. And so I carried her down to Memphis. And this doctor there told us exactly, and when, in fact, I laughed at him when he said that she had the Jews.